with this sermon series. It's all about Jesus. Tell your neighbor, it's all about Jesus. It's not about Santa. Yes, in Kingdom Kids, you are released to go to your Kingdom Kids class. Thank you. But it is all about Jesus, not about Santa or reindeer or about getting a new Lexus. It's all about Jesus. Amen? Amen. Last week, we looked at the word, the name, Emmanuel. You remember that? And Emmanuel means what? You remember. Praise the Lord. We looked at Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. We looked at Matthew 1. And then at the end of our sermon, we looked at the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Do you remember that? Do you remember that or no? Amen. All right. And I want to read what I read last week, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, before we move into today's subject. Verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 13, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, "Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money." Everyone say, be free.
Be free.
Right. Shun greed, be financially ethical. I didn't touch on this last week. I just moved on to the end of this verse. But as I'm looking at it now, be right and be truthful with your money. I'll say it again. Be right and truthful with your money. You know there was a couple in the early church that were not right and truthful with their money. Yeah. You know what happened. Amen. God is merciful today though. Being content with what you have, for he has made this statement, I will never, and the Amplified says this, under any circumstances desert you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nor give you up, nor leave you without support. So you don't have to cheat and lie to get anything, because he says, I'm not going to leave you without support. Listen, at next month, as we move into tax season, and don't lie, don't cheat. Okay, y'all quiet today. I'll say it again. Don't lie and don't cheat. Amen?
Amen.
Don't try and fudge. You know what you gave in charitable donations. Don't try and round it up. Well, don't do it. We give y'all a report. So you know exactly what you get. Amen?
Amen?
Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down. And this part right here, I like at the end of verse 5 in the Amplified, it says, or relax my hold on you. I've got a hold on you. I'm going to hold on to you. Isn't that great? And so you may let go of God, but he will not let go of you. Thank God. Amen?
Amen.
So we may take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Who cares what men can do? Amen?
Amen.
If God is for us, if God is for us, if God is for us, who cares? Amen? If God is for you, glory to God. At times we may let go of him, but he will never let go of us because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Today I want to look at the phrase, Prince of Peace. So go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. I'm oftentimes perplexed on whether I should give the verses to you or not on the screen or make you search for it on your Bibles or tablet. Some say search for it on their Bibles, some say put it on the screen. I'm not sure, but you able to say the screen, we like it. Well, today we've got the screen. It says here, verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, it says, "For a child is born to us." This is a prophetic word given 700 years before he was actually born. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders. Oftentimes I have Anita sing this song, and in the song it says, "Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away." But there's something about that name, meaning this: don't trip or get mad and upset about what's going on in Washington or Sacramento. Listen, those things are going to pass away. Amen? Listen, you stay focused on the Lord. And stop getting in heated arguments at work or at the dinner table. Amen? Glory to God. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Give me verse 7. His government and its peace will what? Never end. He will rule with, listen, we're going to get through this. What we're going through as a people, as a nation, we're going to get through this. Are you with me? For his government and his peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's army will make this happen. God's going to turn this thing around. Don't trip. Don't get overly excited. The phrase Prince of Peace. Prince meaning ruler, leader, chief, official, captain, the prince, he's this ruler, he's ruled. Peace, this Hebrew term, shalom, means completeness, soundness, contentment, quietness, I know you're going to like this one, prosperity. Amen? People search for peace, search to be completed, to be sound, to be content. But peace comes from the Prince of Peace. Without him, there is no peace. No peace. You get upset, you get it in a heated situation, and you want to go home and get a drink because you think that getting a drink will bring you some sense of peace. And it may act as a somewhat a muscle relaxer, and you relax, but you wake up in the same situation without the Prince of Peace. Right. Amen? See, you may enjoy a temporary period of satisfaction in a certain aspect of your life, but without him, It is only temporary. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18, it talks about don't really pay attention to the things that are temporal, right? Like things that you can see, put your hands on. They're just temporary, right? But focus on what you cannot see, for those things are eternal, all right? This is going to change. Don't put confidence in your physical strength because that's going to change. Amen? Gravity has a way. Of reshaping. Everyone say amen. And when I was 18 and 19, I didn't care about gravity. Now at 50-something, I'm concerned about it. And what you could do in the gymnasium 10 years ago, even 2 years ago, you feel like you can't do it anymore. Glory to God. But we keep on trying. So if you want quietness, completeness, soundness, and wholeness, you can only get it from the Prince of Peace. See, if you want this Christmas season to be filled with that type of peace, if you want your family to be at peace, it's only done through a covenant relationship with the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus. This season is all about Jesus. And you at your dinner table have this great opportunity to share the Christmas story with those who are unsaved. Because at every Christmas dinner this year, you will be surrounded by men and women who do not know Jesus. But they're gathered in your presence to have that meal. Amen? And you have got to ask the Lord, prayerfully ask the Lord, how do I communicate this message of Jesus being born, yes, living and dying and raising again to this crowd that I'm involved with? You got to figure it out. As we learn today, it is not just the man or woman who stands behind the podium's job to deliver the word of God to the unsaved. Amen? It is all of our jobs. You're without excuse. Without excuse. If we look at the family dynamic, it will take both parties, both sides, to embrace the Prince of Peace to achieve peace in any unit. To have peace in the family, you got to desire peace, and you got to be willing to receive the Prince of Peace. Go with me to Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. Romans 12, verse 18 says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Let me read it from the Amplified here. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says here in the Amplified, it says, and I like the Amplified because the Amplified gives it a better understanding. And verse 18 says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. You see, I can be content, I can be sound, I can be complete, I can be quiet and prosperous on my own. But we as partners, teammates, family members, church members will have to buy into the idea that the only way to have peace in our group is through the Prince of Peace. Let me say it this way. Everyone that you deal with don't want to have peace. Everyone that you deal, everyone at Christmas dinner don't want to have peace. And in fact, some of them may come because they want an opportunity to stir up confusion. And you can be at peace, you can be at content, but they don't want it. And so that's why the Apostle Paul said, if possible, as much as it really pertains to you, you be at peace with all men. You've been around some people. During my time at the local high school, and I'm not gonna talk about what gender, I'll say both genders. But so, there are some people in both genders, they just want to stir up drama. Huh? There ought to be some way that you could, as a parent, restrict what your child can do on the phone. Huh? I've been in so many meetings with students, principal, and the police. Because this person here then said something on Instagram about this person, and now it then came to the school, and now they ready to fight. Some people just don't want to have peace, and they not just kids. There's some grown folks. Amen. They just want to stir stuff up. Lord Jesus, they ain't got the Prince of Peace. This will be a peaceful season, happy, enjoying. And watch this. And you'll see a lot of them in the stores. And there can be a sale. And you'll see how unpeaceful, how lack of contentment that you'll see during this time of peace and goodwill. See, the only way to have peace is through the Prince of Peace, and that is Jesus. Well, how do I get and maintain my peace? Go with me to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, and I want to look at verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Now, can God lie?
No.
Can God lie?
No.
So what he says in his word is true.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Okay, let's read this. Thou will keep him in perfect what?
Peace.
Whose mind is what?
Stayed.
Right. Stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You see, being God, he has the ability to keep this family in perfect peace. The word keep means to preserve, here to be a watchman. To be blockaded, he's going to blockade you in, all right? Your mind, your imagination, your intellectual framework, all right? He's going to keep your mind, all right? He's going to keep you in peace. But the key is you have to be stayed on him. Everyone say stayed on him.
Stayed on him.
Man, I was at something. Ah, man, I should have brought a prop. I'll explain it to you. Here we go. So, stayed means to lean, to rest, to be supported by. The key to staying in perfect peace is you have to keep your mind, right, resting or leaning on him. All right? In spite of what's going on around you, I know it's crazy around me, but I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to stay my mind on him because that is the only way I can be in perfect peace. Because if my mind begins to wander, I will no longer have that perfect peace.
Right.
Amen? So I got to really lean on him. And in fact, go with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Most of you know it by heart, Proverbs 3, verse 5. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And then what?
Lean not
unto thine own understanding. The reason we don't have perfect peace is we're not leaning on him and we are leaning toward our own understanding. Have you ever been in a situation where you came in late and you thought you understood what the conversation was about? And so you interjected something into the conversation that was really out there. What are you talking about? You thought you understood. There are some situations you think you understand, but you don't understand. You don't understand what's going on. Job didn't understand what was going on. You cannot lean to your own understanding. When you lean to your own understanding and not on him, you will not be at peace. Because then your understanding, your mind, is being controlled by what the enemy throws at you. And if you watch CNN long enough, if you watch NBC long enough, if you watch ABC long enough, you won't be at peace. Because you're starting to lean on CNN and their perspective of what the world is like. I got to lean on the Lord. Amen? And the longer I lean on him, I'm going to be in perfect peace. I'm going to rest in the Lord. Amen? See, my mind is being supported by Jesus. And that's how I stay in perfect peace. But the enemy would like to separate you from that. You see, I'm less likely to falter if I'm leaning on him. How do I lean on him? I'm reading his word. I'm praying to him. Listen, there's a song that goes something like this. It's hard to stumble. Living on your knees. It's hard to stumble. Living on your knees. You see, the reason we stumble when we walk. Right? All right, you ready to laugh? I know you are. You tried to help me last week. I had my robe on. I'm not used to the robe. And I try to move from step to step, and I forgot I got to pull the robe up. And so what did I do? I stumbled. Amen. Did you see it? I stumbled. Listen, it's hard to stumble living on your knees. Amen. So when I'm leaning on Jesus, I'm living on my knees. And all this crazy is going around me, but I'm living on my knees. I'm less likely to stumble living on my knees. Listen, when I'm looking into the truth of God's word, I'm less likely to stumble when I'm looking at this. When I look at the world, it may cause me to stumble. But as long as I look at his word, it's hard for me to stumble. See, Jesus says this, I'm going to keep you, preserve you in contentment and quietness and soundness and perfect peace, but you got to lean on me. Well, why is this like this, Lord? Don't worry, I got it. Well, why is he doing this to me? Don't worry, I got that too. Well, how are we going to take care of this? Don't worry, I got this. I'm leaning on the Lord. Listen, that's why he wants us to come to him as dear children. You see, kids have this innate ability to rest and lean on their parents. Amen? And in spite of at times when discipline happens between parent and a child, and I've observed it, that a parent can discipline a child, and 2-3 minutes later, that child wants to be right back in the arms of the parents. Amen? Amen. And so no matter how many times the Lord disciplines us, we want to be right back in his arms. Listen, if I'm going to lean on the Lord, I got to get in this, and I got to pray. I got to keep my mind on him. Stop leaning on yourself in your own ability to accomplish things in life. Stop trusting in your own imaginations. Because, listen, we don't see things the way they really are. We don't see it. So there was a prophet, Elisha, who had a servant, and they were camped out in the hills. And the king was trying to destroy Elisha. And he sent this vast army to destroy Elisha. And the servant turned to his master and said, "We in trouble." Have you ever felt like you're in trouble? When things surround you, whether it's bills, sickness, kid issues, I feel like I'm surrounded. And so he told him, "Master, we are surrounded." And his master said, "There's more that be for us than be for them." And then he prayed to the Lord. He said, "Lord, open up his eyes." And the Lord opened up the eyes of the servant. And the servant was able to see the vast army that God had surrounded the enemy's army. And once he saw that, he was at peace. Huh? You see, once you know the Lord has it, I can be at peace. I know what they said, but the Lord's got that. Huh? I know they said that layoffs are coming, but you know what? God's got me. Huh? Glory to God. God's got me. Now listen to this. Now in the heat of battle, you're going to be tempted to worry or to let go of your peace or try to make it work on your own. You ever tried to, who's here make it happen type of people? Who's here trying to make it happen? I'll make it happen. Make it happen. I'll make this happen. It's good to a point. See, when there will be people who will try to disturb your peace, and you are going to be tempted to raise up. The devil will strategically send someone to disturb your peace or send a situation to tempt you to let go of your peace. We are not insulated from the wiles of the enemy. But if you are leaning on him, you will be able to identify that person that is trying to disturb your peace and not be taken in by it. Once you understand your enemy and know his tactics and know, oh, that's just the devil. Right. Amen? You're going to have peace on your job because you will stop getting upset with the coworker. Because you'll be able to see, oh, it ain't him really. It's the enemy behind him. Right, the Bible said that this battle, this war, is not in flesh, it's blood. Right, it's not that. No. And so if you're not leaning on him, right, resting on him, you are tempted to take things into your own hands. And so at your family event, at your job, you may be tempted to straighten that person out yourself without God directing you to straighten them out. Amen. And so you may be tempted to say something to that person, huh? To a word of, in your mind, correction because of the way they're coming at you. But when you're leaning on him, you get, oh, that's just the devil. That's just the devil. I'm not going to trip on that. I'm going to trip on that. But let me say this. There will be people who will try to disturb your peace Again, you will be tempted to try to rise up and defend yourself. And the enemy is creating all these situations to try to separate you from your peace. I want you to know that, again, we are not insulated from the attacks of the enemy. Are you listening to me? Go with me to Isaiah 54 and verse 17. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. So the first phrase up to the comma, okay? Let's read that together. Are you ready? Here we go. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Stop. The implication in the first phrase of that verse is within this. They're going to be weapons. And they're going to be strategically formed against you and the life that you're living. Meaning this, the devil in his bag of tricks is going to try to create something, huh? Some weapon, some situation. He's going to form it, and then he's going to actually use it against you. Are you with me? All right. So what we're saying today is, though you have the Prince of Peace, it's not going to exclude you from the enemy forming a weapon and using it against you. You got it? No weapon that is formed against you shall what? So he's formed it, all right? He unleashes this attack against you, all right? But what the Bible says here is he's not going to win. It's not going to prosper. Though at times when he creates the weapon and uses it against you, it hurts. We've been in relationship since high school. Something happens and for some reason, your best friend goes behind your back and does something against you. The enemy, of course, is behind it. So he has used your friend as a tool, as a weapon, all right? And to try to unleash this issue against you. But the Lord said this, it's not going to prosper. It may hurt, okay? What he's trying to do, this, is to separate you. Go back to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to create a situation where you take your mind off of the Lord. Are you listening to me? Listen. He's trying to create a situation that you would take your mind off of the Lord. Because as long as your mind is on the Lord, you can be at perfect peace. All right? But if you take your mind off of the Lord, what that equals to is it equals to you no longer leaning on him, being supported by him, and then supported by your own self. Okay? And so when the enemy unleashes that attack, uses that weapon against you, you must say, oh, man, that is the devil. Amen? And so what you must do then is do exactly what our master taught us to do when he was being tempted to be separated from his peace. What he did, went back in his mind, pulled out an appropriate verse of scripture, and used it on the enemy. So that means what? You got to study this word. You got to study this word. So you are prepared when that attack happens. Amen? Watch this. Ephesians talks about this body armor, right? Helmet, shield, breastplate, right there. every piece of the armor is for defensive purposes except the one. So this one, he describes it as the sword of the Spirit, which is actually the word of God. And so in order to fight back the enemy, you must do what the master did, take the word of God, which is your sword of the Spirit, and use it against the devil. Amen? Because the weapons are going to be formed if trying to separate you from your peace, from your contentment. Because if you're no longer content, if you're no longer at peace, it is very difficult for you to be a sound witness for the master. Because at times you may say something that is inappropriate around the unsaved because you allow the enemy's weapon to get past your armor. Right? You gave up your peace. You cussed him out. And for a moment, you felt good. But the five coworkers who've been looking at you for months and was this close to maybe asking you about the things of God, they saw your behavior. And though none of us are perfect, we have to be very careful in our unsaved, with our unsaved circle of friends or coworkers, what we say and how we say it, because one time could affect them or they will no longer want to hear anything about the things of God from you. Right. I'm sorry to say, but that's the truth, yeah. Right? And so the weapons are formed to try to separate you from your peace. But because you're leaning on the Lord, you've identified this is the devil's work. It's not my friend's work. It's not my coworker's work. It's the devil's work. And so what you do then, you go to the scriptures and you plot an appropriate verse for that situation and you use it. So go back to Isaiah 54:17. I know you're going to like this part. So no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. Now remember, who are we leaning on? The Lord. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt do what? As I'm leaning on the Lord will direct me when and how to respond. I'm leaning on him. I'm not going to speak until he tells me to speak. Yes. So one of the names of our Lord is our advocate, meaning our lawyer, right? I was in a situation a few months ago, and I met with Brother Osby, and we were having lunch. And he was representing me for something. And he knew that I had went to the person to make a comment. And he said very kindly as my advocate, don't do that again. Because as my advocate, he directs me what to say and when to say it. Amen? In a courtroom setting, very, very, very seldom do you see the actual defendant or person speak on behalf unless an attorney gives him the right to do that, right? And so as the Lord is our advocate, he directs us what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. Amen? And so when the enemy has created this weapon and it's launched against us, it's not going to prosper anyway. Okay? And you will get a moment to condemn that person or that situation, but it's only by the direction of your attorney. And your attorney can say, and most often say to you, be quiet, I got this. But we, well, at least me, let me tell you one word. Let me just say one word to them. And it's funny because I went by the office of the person that he told me don't speak to. I walked by the office the other day, and I looked at it. I said, ooh, I want to go in there and tell them something. I want to say something to them so bad. I looked in there, and they were in the office. Oh, yeah. You know, he won't know. But the Lord said, don't do it. Don't do it. To enjoy peace, we must lean on the Prince of Peace. To lean on the Prince of Peace, we must keep our minds focused and stayed on Him and not what's going on around us. Don't be overwhelmed that there are weapons trying to take you down. Okay, don't be overwhelmed. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This promise belongs to a certain group of people. Okay? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness, their right standing is of me, saith who?
The Lord.
Can the Lord lie?
No.
No. So if he said the weapons formed against you to try to separate you from your peace, they're not going to prosper, can you believe it? Can we now learn to rest in what he said is true? And he, as my advocate, will tell me when I can speak, what I should say, amen, and also how I should say it. Now watch this. Your advocate will also instruct you, now watch this, on your facial expression as you say it. Because some of us, we got some expressions. Amen? You know we do. We roll our eyes, move our neck back and forth, all that. Our advocate will tell us when to respond. Don't let the forming of the weapons against you separate you from the peace God has promised to you. But you got to lean on him. Because once you stop leaning on him and start leaning on yourself, you are more likely to respond in an inappropriate way. And it then messes up or delays your ability to witness to those around you. Amen. The weapons are formed. The plan of attack is coming at you. But it will not succeed. Amen. It will not succeed. They're coming at you. And so the next time you are faced with that person who lied about you, or that bad co-worker, that bad report, that's just a weapon formed against me, but it's not going to prosper. Why? Because I'm going to keep leaning on him. And you're going to be tempted to stop leaning on him and do it on your own, but fight the temptation. One of the greatest temptations we have as saints living in this flesh is the temptation to defend ourselves. Because we felt that we were wrong. And you know what? You were wronged. And what they said was not right. And they did lie on you. And she had no right to break that trust. But you know what? We live in an imperfect world. And those things happen. And for us, we're going to stand out like beacons in this imperfect world. Because when they lie on us, we're going to respond just like our master did. And not try to defend ourselves.
all the lie they told about Jesus in that mock of a trial. He just took it. Huh? Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
The weapons were formed and they were unleashed, but did not prosper. Because 3 days later, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. 3 days later. Yes. Tell your neighbor, 3 days. Listen, listen, it can change in 3 days. Amen. That situation can change in three. It can change in 3 days. I know what they told you. They said you'd be laid off. You can be laid off on Friday. Hallelujah. And in 3 days, God can turn it around. Amen. God, listen, don't worry about it. The weapons that are formed against you. God's got you. He is your Prince of Peace. He's not only your Prince of Peace. We're going to tie that to Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Amen. Meaning this, I'm never, ever going to let go of my hold on you. I got you, boy. I got you, man. I got you. I got you. Don't worry about them. I got you. Well, but they left. They left. Let them go.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Someone told me this thing about addition by subtraction. Huh? Sometimes God adds by taking away. Huh? Sometimes God adds by taking away. Glory to God. You want to stay with that man or that woman. God said, will you let that person go? Amen? Glory to God. You can't get the right one because you hold on to the wrong one. Glory to God. Let that person go. Glory to God. Stand to your feet, everyone. Hallelujah. Y'all prosper, yeah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm asking the prayer team to come up front with me and they can make their way up here to the front. Hallelujah. Listen, you may be here today and you've been fighting to keep your peace. Situations have come against you and for some reason you've not leaned on him. You've at times leaned on yourself and you've made it worse than it was before. These people are here to pray for you. If you're here and you've been fighting for your peace, you've had so many situations that have tried to separate you from your peace, I want you to leave where you're standing, come here to the altar, and these men and women will pray for you. If you've been dealing with unpeaceful situations, come quickly, come quickly. They'll pray for you. Hallelujah. They'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Sing it again, John. If you want prayer, hallelujah. You've been fighting. Struggling, trying to keep your peace. Hallelujah. We're here to pray for you. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. We'll pray. We'll pray. Hallelujah. God, just like he said. Yes, yes. Yeah, come on. God wants you to walk and live in peace. Yes. Yes. as these men and women are being prayed for, if you want prayer, you can still come. I'm going to give a closing prayer and release the rest of you, but the team will continue to play, and the prayer team will continue to pray. If you want prayer, you can still come. So, Father, thank you for this time that you have given to us. Thank you for your Son being the Prince of Peace, oh God. And we receive his peace today. Go with us as we leave this place. Watch over us and keep us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon, everyone. God bless.